Hello again.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Thank you for joining us. Welcome to the Heavenly Father's Last Call. My name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adair Bay Israel.
And we are Hebrew Israelites, sons of light. We're here to cater to our nations, which is the 12 tribes of Israel, which consist of Afro-Americans, Native Americans, and Latino. And we always come to bring a marvelous message to our nation to upbuild them and help them to appreciate who they are, what they are, where they're going. And we want to thank you again for joining us. Now, what I want to do is, give you a few of the ministries that we have besides this Blog Talk Radio show that we do. Now, we have several different ministries that you can find in the Upper Room Israelite.com. And you can find our several different ministries. But before that, I just want to give thanks to our Heavenly Father and our Earthly Mother and Messiah for giving us the wherewithal to do another show like this. So we always want to thank the Heavenly Father and Messiah. And so like I said, in the Upper Room, Israelite.com, you can find several different ministries. We have a prayer ministry. We have a food ministry. We have a book binding ministry. Our brother has videos that he do. My brother Deer does a video on Saturdays. Our brother Yaquab Ben Israel does videos on Tuesdays. And also he does a blog talk show on Wednesdays and Fridays. And you can find all of these videos and shows on the Upper Room Israelite.com, and that's UPPERROOM Israelite, ISRAELITE.com. So being though that said, the title of our show today is The Nations Will Mourn. The Nations Shall Mourn. So, you know, I like to always start off our show with a scripture. And the scripture that I start off this show with is at Zechariah 12:10. And it reads, "And I will pour upon the house of David and upon its inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplication. They shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him, and one that is in bitterness for his firstborn." So, brother, it's just showing you here that basically what the nations have done to Messiah, they're going to mourn for these things. So, you know, it's going to be a situation that they will mourn over.
Right. But also, you know that process is about to take place. You know, as it's been written, all nations already knew that when the eternal Heavenly Father wake up his children, that all double H-E-L-L was going to break loose. And I'm going to go right back in the same book where you were at, Zechariah 12:7, and say, "The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah. First, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem not magnify themselves against them." So before the calamity falls upon the nation, they knew that these so-called slaves or Negroes in America or from the tribe of Judah had to wake up first. And that's what we see now. Judah has waken up and the whole world see it. And now the calamities is about to fall upon the nation.
Yeah, brother, that's exactly right. They are going to fall on the nations. But if you notice in that in Zechariah 12:10, it talk about piercing, you see. And I take it that's piercing Messiah. You can be, and it showed me that you can pierce messiahs in different ways. And one of the ways that I looked at it as, you know, is the piercing messiah in many different ways. I looked at it as it's a man by the name of Adam Weishaupt. Now, this man defies the Heavenly Father's universal principles. You see, let me just give you a little informational background on who Adam Weishaupt is. And I want you to note, footnote one of the things. He said, it goes, he was born in the 1700s. He was a German philosopher. Just footnote that in your mind. German philosopher. And he was the founder of the Illuminati, you know. And he helped to effeminate men, because back in those days, you know, to join the Illuminati, they wore short skirts. Men, short skirts, making them effeminate, and wigs, you see, effeminate. Now, what they also did, brother, is they also put women in power and position so they can be rule over men. You see what I'm saying? He was the founder of these things. Well, one of the founders, you see. And now, as we look into our society today, we can see full fruit of what Adam Weishaupt has done. You see, he not only affect the whole society, but our society, Hebrew Israelites, you see. And we can look at it right now. Look at the second most powerful woman in the world is Kamala Harris, you see. And even if you look from the 1970s, how it starts steaming off then, you know, women liberations, the women liberation movement, which started in the 1970s, and that led to gay liberations. And you see, but all of this stems from Adam Weishaupt. And brother, this is what, you know, this is what I want to let our audience see, so they don't just say, oh, this just started happening. No, Adam Weishaupt had a major role in a lot of things that are occurring now in this time. But we're going to see, too, how the Heavenly Father is going to judge this and how the nation is going to mourn.
Right, right. Well, just like the scriptures say, what you do to Messiah, what you do to Messiah, you do to us. You know, saying to Messiah, say what you do to us, you do to Messiah. What you do to Messiah, you do to the Father. So, they've been showing that path of wickedness throughout their whole time they have reigned. So, they're just like the Heavenly Father don't change, wickedness don't change, because wickedness been the same from the beginning. From the fall of Adam all the way to now, and it does not change.
You're right, brother, and it's never going to change. I'm going to show you something in the Wisdom of Solomon, you know, that talks about what happened to people like Adam Weishaupt and people that in generally continue to defy the Heavenly Father's universal principles and laws. You know, at Wisdom of Solomon 3:10, it reads, "But the ungodly shall be punished according to their own imaginations, which have neglected the righteous and forsaken the Lord." You see, I look at that as in Zechariah 12:10. You pierce Messiah that way.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Because anytime you defy the Heavenly Forefather's law, you're still piercing Messiah.
Right.
And you're going to, and it goes into judgment. You see, and you're going, and that's why these nations are going to mourn, because they continue to pierce Messiah that way.
Right. Now, I'm going to go into the Colburn Bible, and I'm going to read about the Colburn Bible to show you the things that you do, you must be paid back for them. Like you said, universal law, the law of attraction, which is cause and effect. Now, this is a Colburn Bible in the laws of Malfin. It says, if anyone binds another unlawfully or causes anyone to lose his freedom, he shall requite, mean make payment, the harm done, and may be delivered into the place of captivity. Now, you know the scriptures say, He that leads in the captivity, Revelation 13:9. He that leads in the captivity shall go in the captivity. So it's not just in the scriptures, the base of the Bible, it's everywhere. That's why I say he shall requite, meaning repay, the harm done and may be delivered into the place of captivity. Man, that's heavy.
Yeah, brother. Well, you see, you know, and that's why today, like, I can never forget that when they were out there celebrating, brother. I can't. And, you know, of the President Biden and, you know, and Kamala Harris victory. And it just stick in my mind, you know, how, you know, they celebrate and they doing all these things, not knowing that, man, that is going to be heavy judgment against you. And I'm going to show you another scripture that it shows you that they're going to mourn. You know, at Matthew 22:13, it says, then said the king to the servant, bind him hand and foot and take him away and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now, you see the judgment that how Messiah feel about that. You see, they're going to mourn. He said, weeping and gnashing of the teeth. Because, see, they continue to defile the Lord's, the universals, the heavenly forefathers' universal principles. And Messiah is serious about it. This is a serious issue. And I cringe, brother. I cringe.
Hey, look, I'm agreeing with you. And look, scripture keep telling you over and over and over again that the nation's going to constantly ask, wait a minute. Why all this happened to us? What have we done? We just living the American dream, which our forefathers had given us. You know what I'm saying? That's what they're going to say. You know what I'm saying? But it's telling the father, now I'm going to go inside the book of, I'm going to go into Second Baruch. You know what I'm saying? This is in the Pseudepigrapha book. It's a, I'm in chapter, Second Baruch, chapter 13. And it's a, let me start with it. Okay. It says, Zion, you shall surely be preserved unto the end of time, or and be for a testimony. This means that if they, if the happy cities will ever say, why has the mighty God brought upon us the retribution, and those who are like you, those who have seen this evil and retribution coming over you and your nation in their own time and in their season, may say to them that the nations will be thoroughly punished, and this they may expect. So they, like you said, don't think it ain't coming, because it's coming. You know what I'm saying? And when they say in that time, when you will say to them, you who have drank in the clarified wine, you now drink the dregs. And that's what's going to happen to them. They're going to mourn deeply. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know the scripture when it say, when they say they ain't going to drink what they say, you're going to surely what?
Mourn. You're going to mourn. And you know what, brother? See, I want to just see address our audience. If there's anybody out here that can hear us, and if anybody out here can recollect what we're talking about, and they have an umption to they want to call us, you can give us a call at 845-241-9966. That's again 845-241-9966. And brother, you know, when I was speaking, remember I talked about a little earlier about Adam Weishaupt, how he had a big influence on society and how they do things, you know, and even look at our women today, they wear these spandex type things, and to try to lure men into, to gain power over the man, you see what I said? And, you know, remember I said he was a, what, German philosopher, right. A German philosopher. Right. Now, let me show you at the scriptures at Colossians 2:8, what it says about that. It says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy, vain deceit, after the traditions of men, and after the ruin of the world, and not after Christ. But the scriptures show you, philosophers, beware of philosophers. Beware of philosophers.
That's nice. That's very nice.
And you know, and what is Adam Weishaupt? Philosopher. You see, so Messiah shows us people like that we shouldn't even be listening to at all. But yet, our nation continue to follow these different philosophers, philosophies, governments, you know, and it's hurting our people as a nation, you see.
And I'm gonna add to that, because like you said, the philosophy of the world, even like now with Donald Trump, his philosophy, his doctrine, make America great again, the philosophy of oppressing, vexing, and keeping us in captivity is their doctrine and their philosophy. So they personally think that they're going to rule forever. But I'm going to go back in Second Baruch, and this is in the Pseudepigrapha book. This is not in the regular Apocrypha. I mean, Second Baruch, and this is what the Eternal Heavenly Father told these wicked nations. He said, "But I shall say as I think, and I shall speak to you, O land, that which is happy." You know what I'm saying? You know, Eternal Father say, I forgot the precept when it say that he is sorely upset at the nations that are at ease, mm-hmm. while we being vexed. O land, that which is happy. It say, "The afternoon will not always burn, nor will the rays of the sun always give light. Do not think and not expect that you will always have happiness and joy, and do not raise yourselves too much, and do not oppress. For surely wrath will arise against you in its own time, because of the long suffering is now held back as it were by reins. And having said these things, the time surely shall come at its end." So, you know, it's just letting you know that the wicked shall not rule forever like they think they are. Because like it said, the reins is being held back. You know the verse when it say, old winds or angels hold back the wind in the water, in the storms, until the elect are sealed, mm-hmm. you know, those rains being held back. But I'm telling you, we in the hour now that this thing is about to come upon them. Like you said, they all shall mourn.
Right, brother. But see, you know what, brother? You're right. They all shall mourn. But you got to see how the wicked one, Japheth, Esau, how they play our nation, how they put things in front of us like this election, distractions, yeah. The election, okay, and then they show you Trump on the media. Oh well, Trump said you want to recount for all the votes, and now our people are so in tune to that and so supportive of that, but they can't see what the Heavenly Father Messiah is about to do to them for judgment against his universal principles, which is having women in power over men. You know, and that's huge. You know, that is really huge, because they play us. You know, I like the scripture where they said they inveigle the minds of men, you see, and that's exactly what they do to our nation. And we need to be more aware and equipped of what they're doing, so that we don't have to have this judgment come against us, brother.
And another thing, too, to add to that is this. Now, they think because we went to our punishment that they're not going to get punished. Because like I said, the scriptures say they have not known his judgments. So that to tell you that the Edomites and other nations had never been judged by the Eternal Heavenly Father like us. So I'm going to go back in Second Baruch, verse 9. It says, "For the judgment of the Most High is impartial." You know what I'm saying? Meaning, I punish my own children, and I also punish y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or basically, he's saying, no respect of person. He'll say, "But he afflicts them as his enemies because they sin. Therefore, they were once punished. See, they're talking about us. Mm-hmm. And they might be forgiven. Now you talk about the Gentiles. But now you nations and tribes, you are guilty because you have trodden the earth at this time, and because you have used creation unrighteously, for I have always benefited you, and you have always denied the beneficiaries, the beneficiaries,
mm-hmm.
the benefits. So, you know, he punished us first, which my brother, I think Brother Yaqua said, this was the tribulations. But now comes the great tribulation. But it goes back to, like you keep saying,
mm-hmm.
the nation shall mourn.
Right. Well, I like to say it's Jacob's trouble right now, because the great tribulation is a different old type of punishment. But it's Jacob's trouble, you know, and we can see this trouble continue to brew, you know. And I, you know, I just can't, like now as we see the Heavenly Father is, like, continuing to reveal more to us. And you know, we see how women right now is, I got to go back to the female principle, is continue to rise in power. And, you know, we continue to see these things. And it's a sign for us. It's a sign for light, brother, and also our nation. But they're not going to continue to be able to get away with this, you know. I like what it reads at Romans 13, 1 through 3. And If you have a Bible, you can turn to Romans 13, 1 through 3, and listen how this reads. And I read, and I'm reading it out of the New International Version of it, because it's more down where the audience can understand. Now listen to what this says. Paul say, let everyone be subjected to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except which the heavenly forefather have established. Consequently, whoever rebel against authority is rebelling against the heavenly forefather, has instituted those who do so will bring judgment to themselves. So see how our nation support this government? The heavenly father said you're not supposed to be supporting that government, because that's not the real government. The heavenly forefather government is the real government. And when you do that, when you do things like that, this is why you're going to mourn, because it says, so you will bring judgment to who? Themselves. You see, brother?
And like you're saying, we're not supposed, like my brother saying, you're not supposed to elect other nations over top of Israel, because when you put other nations over top of you, or it says in the Colburn Bible, if you put another nation over top of you, they shall rule over you and bring their own punishment and wickedness upon you.
Mm-hmm.
So we as a nation should, well, because we're in captivity, we can't put our own people with us anyway right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you're exactly right. We should have other nations moving over top of us.
Right. So, again, you know, I want to address the audience. If there's anybody out here that can hear Brother Adair and myself, Rodolph B. Israel, if y'all can recollect what we're saying and you want to give us a call, all lines is open. You can call us at 845-241-9966. And, you know, I mean, this topic here that, you know, I really feel that it's a topic that not only is the nation's going to mourn, but one day they're going to overstand what they exactly did. You see what I'm saying, brother? They're going to see how they made a big mistake, you know, by supporting the female principle, putting defying the heavenly forefathers, defying his principles and laws. And it's a scripture, and it's kind of lengthy. You know, it just show you what's going to happen, you know, when Messiah does return. You see what I'm saying? And this scripture is heavy. You know, it's at Matthew 25, 31 to 46. And I'm not going to read it, but the whole thing, but I'm just going to paraphrase it. You see, it says, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory and the holy angels with him, he shall sit upon the throne of glory. And in the rest of that scripture, it speaks about Messiah saying, separating the sheep with the goats. He's going to tell the goats to go to his left-hand side and the sheep to come to his right-hand side. He's going to welcome the sheep into the kingdom. But for the goats, Messiah is going to say, well, you go to the left-hand side and go to the eternal fire where Satan and his demons going to be at. Just showing us how severe their punishment really is going to be. So, you know, that's why I say, brother, it's no joke what they're doing, and it's a shame that they can't overstand what they're doing. And even some of our people of our nation support, you know, the government and, you know, and continue to support the people that continue oppressing us. But look what Messiah just said is going to happen to them.
I'm going to add to that. If you go to 2 Exodus 15, it say, for all the unfaithful shall die in their unfaithfulness. Behold, said the Lord, I will bring plagues upon the world, and the sword, and famine, and death, and destruction. For the wicked has exceedingly polluted the whole earth, and their hurtfulness works are fulfilled. Therefore, said the Lord, I will hold my tongue no more, touching their wickedness, which they profanely commit, neither will I suffer them in those things in which they have themselves. Behold, the innocent and righteous blood cries unto me, and the souls of the just complaineth continuously.
Right. Wow. That's heavy, brother. But it just shows you that the Heavenly Father is not playing with them at all.
Right.
He's going to exact punishment upon them. But you know what, too, brother? You know what I like? It's not just our government.
Right.
It's all governments, you see, going to mourn. They're going to mourn. And, you know, you can find, you know, it's a scripture at Psalms 110:6. At Psalms 110:6 that brings this out. And it reads this. It says, he shall judge among the nations. He shall fill the places with dead bodies. He shall execute the head of many countries.
Right.
In other words, all nations, not just our nation, because we like to just point sometimes it's just our nation.
Right.
No, the Heavenly Father is talking about all nations, all governments, all countries.
Right.
You see,
right.
And since that, you know, he's not just being just towards the United States. This goes for everybody, brother. All countries and nations.
Yeah. Now, like you said, they all gonna pay. But to piggyback up on what you said earlier about how you shouldn't let the wicked rule over top of you, that's in Ecclesiastica 12.
Mm-hmm.
In 12:12, and it say, "Set not." It says, "Set him not by thee, lest when he have overthrown thee, he stand up in thy place." Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
"Neither let him sit at thy right hand, lest he seek to take thy seat. And thy at the last remember my words and be by them." So it just tell you, don't put the wicked in your place, because they're going to take over, they're going to rule over you, and they're going to destroy you. You know what I'm saying? That's why he told us don't vote them people over, because they're going to bring nothing but wickedness under us.
And what's amazing about what you just said, why can't our nation see that? Why can't our people see that? You know, why can't they see that? Why is it that, and see, they put all their faith, you know, this election has been a real, headbanger and a real distraction that, you know, we see our people out fighting, and, you know, are we Democrat fighting the Republicans? You know, it's a distraction, and they're not focusing on the Heavenly Father. They're giving all their energy and time and strength to the government.
It is reality. And like you said, it's really veiled what's really going on, you know, like I said. And it's really a test to see who's going to serve the eternal Heavenly Father, or who's going to seek this reality, do this wicked reality, you know what I'm saying? And that's basically what's going on. You know, the Israelites are being hidden, you know, not talked about in the rest of the world, you know, you got half of the population, like you said, for the Republicans, half of the Democrats. And they not knowing the Democrats and the Republicans, they own the same. They like what, how the saying go, they two wings of the same bird. You know what I'm saying? So you think you serving somebody else, but somebody for your good? No, they two wings of the same damn bird, the eagle. You know what I'm saying? Just Esau.
Right, right. So, you know, so it's just like they play both sides of the fence, but they make you think that it's a competition and you fall right into it. You see, our nation and the world falls right into it. And they got us by the hand. They got us by the head because they know that we're paying attention. And, you know, since, you know, Esau Japheth control the media, so they spread it all out and they get all the attentions of everybody. And it's a constant thing that they do, you know.
And we know for sure that Japheth is in the tents of Shem right now. And also we know that the eternal Holy Shekinah, which is the true Holy Spirit, is not in Jerusalem. It's Lilith and all her children who is running that fake Jerusalem right now. So that is the spirit on all the people this day.
Right. And see, you know what, brother? And see, Messiah gave us so many different warnings, like these things that was going to occur. But you know what I like at Matthew 24, 50 and 51? I want you to listen to what Messiah said. At Matthew 24, 50 and 51, it says, the Lord of that servant come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder and appoint him the portion with the hypocrites, that there shall be weeping and gnashing of the teeth. So, in other words, we paying so much attention of these things that's coming, but yet Messiah said he's about to come and execute judgment on you. And that's why I say it is going to be weeping and gnashing. You see what I'm saying, brother? Right. So, you know, it just gives us an out view of what's happening today. You know, what's going on today in society. You know, we're doing everything but paying attention to what the Heavenly Father and Messiah about to execute on this nation. You know, that's why they shall mourn. So I want to reach out once again to our audience. If is anyone out listening to us and can get some understanding of what we're talking about, you can please give us a call at 845-241-9966, and all lines are open. So getting back to the subject, brother, you know, this is why we as a nation, as our nation, now I'm not talking about the other nations, I'm talking about our nations, should really preparing, you know, to serve the eternal Heavenly Father and serve Messiah so they can get some protection.
Right.
What's about to occur, you know, and not be following these traditions of men and following the nations and everything that they're doing, you know, which we do a lot, which we see every day. And then we see still following them. What do they do for us? Murder us, kill us, you know, put us in poverty states where we barely got enough food to eat, you know. So why would you continue to follow men that, you know, that continue to oppress you?
Right.
It's almost insanity, brother.
Right.
It's insanity, the things we do.
Right. Well, I can find that by the hypocrites, but like the Eternal Heavenly Father said, all that's in the Colburn Bible. He said the hypocrites, he hates hypocrites. And the ones who, you know, who go around and say that they're the righteous men, basically it's all the other nations, you know, Psalms 83. All the other nations who act like they're the righteous people walk around in their royal robes and garbs and act like they're the most righteous men. He said that's all that coming to his face this day. You know what I'm saying? And they come before him expecting him to answer their prayers. And that's why he said, the Colburn Bible said, he said, I go mute or I go silent. And he said, they wonder why I do not respond. Because he said, I despise hypocrisy.
Right. And I remember that scripture. I don't remember it right offhand, but it says the eternal Heavenly Father don't even hear the prayers of them. You see what I'm saying? He don't even, like, they study praying, and the Heavenly Father ain't even listening.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? You know, I can't even imagine that in my mind, that I'm praying to the eternal Heavenly Father, and he ain't even listening to me. Man, that would tear me apart.
Right.
You know?
Right. You don't want to buy from the K-5. Our God, I want you to bring it out.
Well, brother, you know, that's what they do. That's their job. They do their job, and we do our job. You see, brother? You know, we continue to do what we do. You know?
Yeah.
And getting back to the nation's going to mourn, you know, they really is going to mourn. But the way they're going to see, the way I see it is the eternal Heavenly Father, Messiah, this is a case that they've been building up against the nation for many, many, many years. You know, the eternal Heavenly Father, Messiah, remind me like the FBI, right? When you do something wrong, right, the FBI don't come and just arrest you right away. They let you continue to do your thing, do your crimes, okay? Yet they steady watching you. They marking it down. They listening. They seeing it. They building a case against you that's going to be so big. So when they do come, you ain't going to be able to say, no, you got me.
Exactly.
And that's exactly the way that the eternal Heavenly Forefather Messiah work. That's where they get it from.
Right.
You see, they get it from him.
Right. Well, we know that the archons, all they do is look up to the upper firmament and copy everything that they do from up there, they do down here. You know what I'm saying? That's how they made the premortal, their carnal man and the woman looked up, seen from the upper eons, and that's how they start duplicating what they do. So we know they have no originality or creation of their own. This is the reality of duplication or illusion, which they have made from the upper eons. So, you know, everything that they do, they just got a false creation of what's in the upper eons.
Yeah, but they good at what they do, because if you listen to them and you don't have no overstated anything, you would think that, oh, yeah, they did do this. Oh, they did create this. See, Esau is good for that. You see, Japheth is good for that, too, really good for that. They'll tell you one thing, you know, and yet, if you like my brothers, the scriptures say, they hide in the tents of Shem. You know, so just like our nation, if you didn't know no better, like the world don't know no better, you would think they're the chosen people. You see?
Right. Let me read this real fast. It's about the illusion. This is in the Colvin Bible. It say, Colvin Bible in Gleam in 1535, it say, I am the hidden God, hidden to serve and end. It said, veiled in my mystery, I am the future obscured by the mist of mortal delusion. Unable to see me, men declare I do not exist. Yet I declare to you that man with his mortal limitations sees only a mute part of the whole. It said, man is the slave of illusion and deception.
Wow. So that show you right there and there that, hey, we are thoroughly deceived, because the eternal Heavenly Father is showing you he's the creator of all things. Point blank.
They looked at it and said, that's nice. Let me copy that, man.
Right. You see that? You see that, brother? You see how they work? You see? But yet, if you have no common sense, you see, if you have no common sense, oh, yeah, he did do that. And see, that's what they bank on. They bank on you not having common sense. They bank on you saying, yeah, we did that. They bank on stealing the Heavenly Father's glory. And this is why they're going to mourn, because the Heavenly Father is going to reveal it to them. And see, and what he's going to reveal it to them is going to be judgment and their punishment for doing such things like that. You know, but right now they on top, so they ain't thinking about that.
Right.
You know, that's the least thing in their mind is the eternal Heavenly Father, when he should be the first thing in your mind.
Right. Right. Well, for them, they only see, let me see if I can find something here. Now, I'm in Isaiah 40, verse 15. It said, behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as a small dust of the balance. It said, behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. Oh, that's the end of that. But I'm just saying, they nothing to him. You know what I'm saying? And he going to do, like I said, they never been judged. Mm-hmm. They nothing to him. They think they going to rule forever, and they time that the sun not going to shine them forever. All the scriptures just tell them over and over again what's going to happen to them. And like you said, they blind to the mm-hmm. fact of what's going to happen to them. They have not experienced anything. Like the Eternal Father said, they have not known my judgment. You know what I'm saying? But they about to drink that cup of the dregs. And I'm telling you, like you said, they're going to be like, why are you so mad at us? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because what they have done, and they had no understanding what they was doing to the chosen children. Like you said, they're going to wish they had never entered the gates of Jerusalem.
Because I'm going to paraphrase, the Eternal Heavenly Father said, they spit on him in the bucket.
Right.
You see, a drop of water.
Right.
You know, that's how low the Heavenly Father sees them.
Right.
You know, but yet, you know, they see themselves as something big.
Right.
You know, and what they want to do, their agenda is to make you think that they're bigger than what they really are. The deception. Just like it reminds me of the Wizard of Oz. Now, you remember that little, the Wizard of Oz, you hear this big, loud voice. And you do what I do. But Toto, the little dog, went around the curtain and pulled it down, and they see this little itty-bitty midget with this big, loud voice. You see? Did you see how they betrayed? You see? And the same thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You right.
What
you
they
right.
do, the same thing. It's no. They do the same exact thing.
You right.
Deception.
You right.
Deception at its best.
Now, look. With that deception, I'm going to show you how, like you said, they betray themselves as big, strong gods, and really they weak.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now, this is back in the Coben Bible, and this is the laws of Malfin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It said, there are punishments prescribed for wrongdoing and much advice given to prevent it, which they won't listen. Punishment is only acknowledgement of failure, and they have been failures. Wrongdoing arises from failure to deal with weakness. See what I'm saying? That's what I wanted to bring out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They weak.
Right.
That's what I want to bring out. That's why they fail, or because they are weak individuals.
Well, we can just look. The Heavenly Father allowed them to be in power. Look at all the problems the world has had. You see, they don't have the power to fix things, which the Eternal Heavenly Father does have the power to fix things. So he's letting us witness in this for all these years so we can verily see with our own eyes, minds, and heart that it will take the Eternal Heavenly Father and Messiah to fix this big problem that we have, and they can't do it.
And as long as the wicked rule in the lower eons and on earth, it shall never be peace. My brother always say that. What do everybody always looking for? What? Peace.
Right. And we'll never have peace in this society. And two, the Eternal Heavenly Father and Messiah, take the reins from him and put it in their control so we can have true peace, you know, especially our nation. We'll never have that peace. And two, the Eternal Heavenly Father and Messiah, take the reins and make peace on this earth again. And in this universe again. Well, this is going to conclude our show. You know, we at the end of our show, and we just want to give thanks to our Heavenly Father, our Earthly Mother, and Messiah for once and again giving us the platform to do another show like this. And if it's the Father's will, we'll be back next week. My name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel. And we thank you all again for participating in us. In this blog talk.
Well, that's it. Yeah, we had to.